And lawmakers here in California say they are appalled by recent revelations that dozens of women in prison have undergone legally questionable sterilizations. The state auditor will be investigating in the coming months. From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, Pauline Bartolone begins her story in the home of one of those women.
Kimberly Jeffrey combs her son Noel's hair in her San Francisco living room. She meets his energy calmly and with adoration.
This doesn't hurt, does it?
No! Noelle's birth was not an easy time. While Kimberly was pregnant, she served a 6-month sentence for a petty theft at a state prison. When it came time to deliver Noelle through a cesarean section, Kimberly was also confronted with the prospect of sterilization.
As I was laying on the operating table, moments before I went into surgery, he had made a statement. I'm not even quite sure if he was actually talking to me or if he was just making a general statement to all the medical staff that, okay, we're going to, you know, do this tubal ligation. And I said, hey, you know, I don't want any procedures done outside of the C-section.
Jeffrey refused the tubal ligation. But since 1997, hundreds of female inmates have undergone the procedure, which is supposed to be prohibited for California prisoners. When some of these sterilizations came to light through coverage from the Center for Investigative Reporting earlier this summer, lawmakers demanded answers from prison healthcare officials. In response, they produced a 1999 memo directing tubal ligation in postpartum care.
We don't know why. It's very long ago.
Federal Receiver for Prison Healthcare Clark Kelso spoke to lawmakers at a recent hearing.
We don't know why that particular decision was reached. But that was what doctors in the field were told.
After a federal court ruled human rights abuses were taking place under state leadership, it appointed the federal receiver to take control of California prison health care. Yet the sterilizations continued.
It seemed to me we had a real conflict of direction from headquarters.
At the same legislative hearing, Democratic State Senator Hannabeth Jackson raised the specter of eugenics.
We, I think, are all committed to getting to the bottom of this and making sure that these antiquated notions and almost barbaric concepts are no longer part of our lexicon.
Jackson is with the California Legislative Women's Caucus, which requested the state audit. She wants the investigation to reveal more about the circumstances of inmate consent.
We also want to find out who are the women who have been sterilized while in prison. Let's break them down by race, by economic situation, by age, by number of children they have.
Jackson is particularly concerned with the possibility of coercion.
One could argue almost by definition that being incarcerated takes away your ability to voluntarily consent.
California has a unique legacy of discouraging reproduction by people with less desirable characteristics. Professor Alex Minestern is with the University of Michigan. She says a third of all involuntary sterilizations performed nationally under eugenics laws occurred in California.
Eugenics, as much as it was about hereditary control, it was also about social control. So it sought to control those and then deprive of their reproductive ability, those who were identified as problem people in society. So those who were identified as sexually deviant, as, you know, a burden on the state, as morons, as feeble-minded.
California's eugenics law was repealed in 1979. And Stern says the recent prison sterilizations have those overtones. Prison officials say the medically unnecessary procedure stopped in 2010. The same year, Kimberly Jeffrey's son, Noel, was born.
Wow, you know, when you have a baby, you just live, you start over life all over again. Because everything is new again.
Jeffrey says that decision should be every woman's choice. Lawmakers hope the state investigation will help prevent prison sterilizations in the future. For NPR News, I'm Pauline Bartolone in Sacramento.